Today, we're talking a bit about missions. We're talking about world changers. And real quick, I'd just like to have Wayne come up and explain real quick what the term world changers means and what that's all about, so we won't be kind of lost as we go through the rest of the program.
Good morning, and I think most people kind of keep hearing about, you know, world changer,
yeah.
World changer, you know, it's like, what are you guys talking about, you know, it's like, and this actually, the 4th year of the youth group going out to join a short-term mission program, which is sponsored by the North American Mission Board, which is a part of, you know, belongs to the Southern Baptist. So at the South, you know, we're pretty familiar with Southern Baptist. And the mission is, of course, through they organize different type of project, mostly housing project in different community all across North America and some international, like some actually Far East and some in South America. And from middle school all the way to college, that they join those programs to help the community out through those projects and to share the gospel. So it's much, much more than right here. I'll take the opportunity to clarify that, you know, it's not just some nice things, you know, we send our kids out and make their resume look good, you know, to go to college, you know, it's like, oh, you know, you helped to build well in Africa, that kind of thing. No, it's not. It's much more than that. And they actually take this opportunity to really go to visit the neighborhood and door to door and give out a gospel tract and share the gospel with the neighborhood and of course with the house that they service on. Many of them, of course, like this year, because we chose Lexington, South Carolina. So many of the, you know, people that we share that they are already a Christian, but believe it or not, God still opened up many doors to visit some people. They kind of wave from God, you know, and they really appreciate the work that we have done for them. So also want to share that, since, you know, most of time that we I think most of the youth here have participated the World Change because 4 years, but the program, why we continue to use this program, because it has a very good component that I hope, you know, some of the youth will share, that, you know, they help them to understand. And not only, you know, it's like there's a lot of people out there live in the environment is very different, particularly for us, for our youth, put it that way. And the environment they grow up. The more important is they need the gospel. And they have an evening program. During the day, they go out to work. At the evening program, they come back to worship and listen to the sermon. And really, the spiritual aspect is very important for our youth to learn, because they're young. We don't expect them. We would like to change the world, but they have a lot of things, like every one of us have a lot of things to learn. And that's the thing that our youth have to learn too. And I think it does help them, because for us, and we are quite typical North American Chinese church, and most of the youth are living in a pretty protective environment. So when they go out to the houses full of cockroach, sorry, parent, I have to let you know now. It's too late to back up. Yeah, some of the houses are very, very poor condition. And believe it or not, you know, it shocked them. Shocked them, those people live just at a back, you know, our backyard. And I don't think, you know, many of you have exposed to that before. So this is a great opportunity to practice, you know, what the Bible has said, you know, we have to help, you know, to take care of the poor, and more important, to share the gospel with them. So I let the youth take over to see what they have learned. But one thing I encouraged because this year actually we have it in just West Columbia where we stay at Trinity Baptist. But in the future, if we have the opportunity to continue in this location or nearby, I really encourage you go down there and take a look, because what they are sharing, I would imagine it may be only like 20% what they have experienced. And it's just, well, you know, not every one of us, particularly, they're probably a little bit shy, believe it or not. They may not be able to express enough what they have learned, what kind of impact they have on them. But if you go down there and take a look, and during the day or during the night, some of the parents have went, and I wish, you know, a person, or many people will go down there and take a look too. And you really see the impact that, you know, God has spoke to each individual and have made on these young people. So at this point, for the next step, we are kind of in the evaluation process, see what kind of next steps to for these young people, because we not only want them to obey to do what God asked them to do, but this is only a stepping stone. We really want to challenge them, okay? This is opportunity for them to take a look and experience and to consider, have they considered, you know, like God's calling for them to serve them full-time, or, you know, not necessarily in mission, but it's that's a full-time. But this is just a stepping stone. So we are in the process of evaluating, you know, what we the next step to help this individual to be sensitive and to be willing to and fully obey to what God wants them to. Okay,
thank you, Wayne. And now we're going to have Jimmy come up, and then Joyce will come up. And let's encourage Jimmy as he comes up to share.
This was like my second World Changers I went to. I think the last one was in Biloxi, I think. that was a while ago. Anyway, this was the second one I went to, and I kind of had some impressions going there. Like, what we're going to do was probably just meet new people. Meet new people, probably like spend the whole morning and pretty much most of the afternoon just working on a house, taking really cold showers, because I remember that from the last one. Fortunately, this one we actually had warm showers, so that was a good thing. And up. And we're gonna sleep in some floor. We're gonna sleep in the floor of some building that I've never been to, so that was great too. But I mean, I liked it though. It was like, even though all those things came true, I did really enjoy the, and it was great. And this mic is not working really well. Okay. The first day on the job, we woke up about 5 in the morning, and for me that was a first because I've never done that in the summer. That was horrible. Like, if you guys like really know me, Pastor Kurt knows. I don't wake up that early. That is not in my programming to wake up that early. But it was great though, because I mean, I didn't have any, thank God, because I didn't have any difficulty waking up that early. I had Dan and Rich, their alarm set. They woke me up. And so I woke up 5 in the morning, I brush my teeth, go down to breakfast. Right after we eat breakfast, we go to the job site. And the first day there, I think that we started on Monday, the first day we were there, we went and we were just introduced to our homeowner. Her name was Mrs. Belton. She was really nice. She was a kind and sweet lady. And I don't think she's in those pictures. But she was a really kind and sweet lady. I really liked her. She was great. And we just worked on her roof. This is a shingling. We had, yeah, this is pretty much it. Are all those pictures me? Okay. That's me taking the shingles off the roof. This is like before we put the shingles up there. This is me. I don't know what I'm doing. I think I'm yelling at someone, but that's cool too. Okay, everyone in the crew had responsibilities. Like you saw in the video, we had, I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted. Okay, everyone in the everyone in the crew had a responsibility, like you saw in the video. We had like medics. Joyce was our medic. Dan, he's not here. Dan was our safety inspector, which was a really good thing because I I had some dumb mistakes. Anyway, there he is. Go back again. His name is Chris. He's the guy who looks like Tim McGraw with the hat on. He's right next to Dan. He's on Dan's left. Like, yeah, that's Chris. He's our crew chief. I really did. I prayed and I thank God because Chris is a really great guy. If we can just turn that off now, Anna. Okay, because Chris, he's actually the one who really knew how to do all the roof stuff. So none of us knew how to do that. Even though I've done roofing before, I kind of forgot. So he helped us out a lot, big time. And we finished our house about 3 days before schedule. So we were actually doing really good. And we did 4 jobs in 1 day because of him. He was a great help. He was a blessing. And we had a bunch of other people. I was the devotion leader, which was a really bad idea because that means I had more work to do, a lot more work to do. And so that was pretty much the crew. I mean, all we did, we went to the house. We fixed the house. We shingled. First we had to take off the shingles that were already on there. And then we have to reshingle the house, which wasn't as hard of a thing. It's pretty easy. Okay. Even though when we were working on the site, we did have fun. We had a lot of great opportunities to meet other people. We really enjoyed being there. But I want the congregation to know that these fun activities were only like a side effect of what we were doing there. We were having good natured work. We were serving God in a way that I'm pretty sure none of us have done before. We were experiencing an intense spiritual growth. I mean, I'm not sure if he's here right now. Is Eugene in here? Regine? Is Regine? Okay, I guess he's not in here, but I mean, like, every time at devotion, you can see Regine's face. I mean, every time at devotion, you can ask anyone here, we had deep, deep devotions. We were the last one to leave. We literally were the last ones to leave. And Regine, I saw this myself. He had like a change in him. Like, he truly, before that, it was just going to church. Okay, that's normal. Now it's like going to church, really listening to the word, listening to what's going on. And I mean, I saw that in him, and that was different. I saw Christ in him. And going to World Changers, I don't know what happens. It's something special. It's amazing. It's like you go there and you appreciate God more. Not because you're just there to be there as a fun activity. It's not all fun and games. It's you working on a roof from 5 to like 4 o'clock, which is really, really hard. It's like, this is South Carolina. This was in Lexington, South Carolina weather, which is about 97 degrees a whole week. That was pretty hard, but we did okay. We got our job done. We managed to like finish 3 other houses, and I'll tell you more about devotions in a second. I want to say that working on the site had a few dangers. Like Andrew, he got a cut on his arm. He got a cut on his arm. It wasn't too bad. He kind of hit an artery. He didn't really hit an artery. He kind of hit an artery. He's okay. there were like little minor cuts, like bruises at most. There's complete safety. I mean, the worst thing I got was like a sunburn. When I came home, my mom was like, "My baby's a Mexican." I was like, Mom, it's not that bad. Like, because we're like all 80% darker. Look at Joyce. Right? She's like about 50% darker-ish. Like, you'll see in the pictures in a minute, she's pretty dark. we all look pretty dark. I mean, we all came back really dirty from the site. I know I did. I'd come back with dirt in my hair, with pieces of shingle all over my arms. There were dirt in places that I didn't know dirt could go. I was tired. Everyone was tired when we got, when we were on the van and we came back, and I slept on the van. Like, it was about half an hour drive back to where we were staying, and everyone was pretty much tired. We had to, like, showers, fortunately, were really, really good, since we had the choice now. We actually had the option of warm and cold showers, and the lines were pretty small, since this world changes wasn't as big. There was, like, not even 100 people, but it was great, though, because everyone got to be more close. And what made this world changers different for me is because they had, it was in our backyard. It's in Lexington. This is, I mean, I grew up here, and yet I never knew that how much poverty we had just right down the way. I mean, my parents used to go down through that highway to, like, across the tracks through the highway there to get to work at a restaurant. And sometimes I would go with them, and we would go through there, and I did not know how poverty-stricken that place was. I mean, there are houses that are literally falling apart brick by brick. I mean, the people there was this one lady, she was a Christian, but every time she talked, every time she said a single word, you can hear the sadness in her voice, how sad she was, and just how it felt like she wanted to cry at any second. It was one of the saddest things I've ever seen. But even though, because of that, she kept a smile on her face, she joined us during devotions. I tried my best during that day to do devotions right, even though I'm really bad doing devotions. But, I mean, going there, just because we live so close to these people, and I've never met them, I've never interacted with them, I've never even seen them before until now, it really gives you a new point. Like, you see things so much differently. God showed me how what I could have been, one of these people. I could have been living in a broke down house. I mean, Rich can tell you that what was the kid's name? TC. There was this kid, TC. We all could have been that kid. TC has, his mother is neglectful. I mean, I remember you saying there was more dog food than human food in the house. There are beer cans everywhere. This woman, even though I'm sure she loved her child, she was neglectful of him. He could barely have any water. He would bring back buckets of water to his house. He had the worst conditions of living. I mean, before world changers, I used to complain about getting out of bed. Now, I'm thankful that I have a bed. I'm thankful that I have all these things. I'm thankful that I have a car that I can drive to church every day. This kid, he can barely get to school on time. He doesn't have like the sources to go to church. He has to count on someone to drive him there, even if they can't drive him here. He's kind of out of the way from there. And I mean, it makes me appreciate what God has given me. And, like, can you put up the verse, Anna? It's 1 Timothy 6, 7 through verse 7 and 8. Oh, I'm sorry, 5 through 8, my bad. Okay. That's not what I... 1 Timothy, yeah, there we go. And constant friction between men and corrupt mind, who have been robbed of the truth and who think that godliness is means to financial gain. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. I understand this verse so much more, and I appreciate it so much more, because I can appreciate the fact that I'm living. I can appreciate the fact that I'm here standing, breathing, alive. This kid, he's suffering, but he's happy. Like, they gave him a Bible, and he was happy to read the Bible. He was ready to accept Christ there on the spot. He was ready to be baptized before he knew the meaning of what baptism was. He wanted God then, there, now. And, I mean, things we take for granted so much. People that have a lower quality of life, they appreciate it in so many ways. We take that for granted each and every day, something that I've done too many times. And it's just, being a teenager, we think life is tough. I mean, I remember when I was 13, life really sucked for me. And I mean, you don't know how bad it is until you really go out there. You go out to Africa and Asia, you see something that's different. I mean, you think high school really sucked, but high school, I'd rather take high school more than anything, because I'm paying for college. Those who are in college know what I mean. But it's just, you worry about things you don't have, you worry about things you want, you worry about things that are just don't have anything to do with you. I mean, teen drama, that's a perfect example. That has nothing to do with it. I mean, like, teen drama, that's something that teenagers do every day. But what God showed me is that it's useless. It's worthless. Don't worry about it. And going to World Changers served a constant reminder to me and just teenagers everywhere that how valuable the gift of God is, just like how I said, but godliness with content is great gain. Just the fact that you know the Father, that you can hear the Father, that you can listen to his voice, that he even talks to you, that's something you should take and keep, that's something you should hold of value. And yet we ignore it. Like we ignore all these other things. Like I've ignored a lot of things. And I mean, a lot of people ignore their gifts. A lot of people, they spend their time wasting away when their time on this earth is so valuable, when their time with God is so much more valuable. And I believe what we can do together can change the world. I believe what World Changers can do can change the world, because what they're doing is just like any other mission trip. I mean, they go out to an area that's poverty stricken. They go out and fix a house. They talk to the homeowner. If the homeowner's not a Christian, or they're already Christian, I mean, they still talk to them. They still try to see. They decide whether if they need Christ or not. They decide whether the neighborhood needs Christ or not. And more times than most, I mean, they do need Christ. I mean, everyone needs Christ. And then we talked. Like, especially for me, when we were evangelizing, we went out and talked to these people, and like a lot of these people, they didn't know about Christ. I mean, I got stopped. Like, I went to this lady, and she was in the house. I knocked on the door, and I was handing her a tract and saying, you know, we're having devotions, and she just straight up said no. Like, I was kind of shocked. I was like, well, at least give me a chance now. But I mean, you think about it, sometimes Christians don't give a lot of people chances. So, I mean, I can also understand where she's coming from this. And so I wanted to go back, but we didn't have enough time to. But, I mean, it's just all these other people. We saw that they need God. I mean, there was this lady that I think it was the last house that we worked on. She had a broken down house. Her house was just, I mean, her air conditioning was being held up by a stick. Her roof was falling apart. She had windows shattered. Her grass didn't look like it was mowed for about years. And there was sewage coming out the back of her house. And yet, she somehow was able to pay for a satellite bill and a really fancy car. But yet, her house was falling apart. And she needed God. She just ignored us, though, most of the time. And I really wish I could have talked to her. I really wish that I could have said something to her to inspire her. But I mean, sometimes God works in different ways. I mean, sometimes God works in ways that you might not be agreeing with. But the point is, you have to appreciate for what God gives you. What God gave me was an opportunity for me to see what was going on around me, that these people need help. And I mean, they live this close to me. I could go to their house right now and plead for them to join Christ, to know who Christ is. And that's what I want you guys to do, too. I mean, you guys who went there, you guys know where these people live. You can go there if you want. Just go there and talk to them. I mean, I'm planning on seeing Miss Belton again. Or me and Dan. And maybe Joyce. That's right. I didn't forget about you. You're okay. Hopefully what I've said here today has convinced you that World Changers is just not another fun youth activity. I mean, even though we did have fun, the youth did learn something special there. They learned how to serve others, learned to serve, and they learned to love each other, to appreciate each other. What I said earlier about devotions was that we were the last ones to leave. Because every time, each and every night, we had deep, deep devotions. We would talk about how, like, our days went. We would talk about what we were experiencing, and it was just really, really nice. And hold on. Okay. If you asked me if I had fun at World Changers, yes. I would definitely tell you yes, because, I mean, World Changers was great. I loved the experience. I always loved the people there. I always go there. I have a great time, even though I'm tired and really frustrated at the end of the day. But if you also told me that if God spoke to me and God touched my heart and he showed me what was going on around me and gave me purpose in my life, then I also tell you that too, that I would say yes, because God showed me light. God showed me something that there's no other way I could have found. And it's something special. And all of you should not take that for granted. And thank you for listening to me. Thank you guys. I'm sorry if this is a bit long.
Thank you, Jimmy. It was excellent to hear from you. Time has expired on us. Joyce, we'll have to find another time for you. The youth here at C4 are very important, and we want to support them and encourage them as they go to know more about Christ, as they seek to love those around them. And so we're going to finish with prayer and then announcements. Let's bow our heads. Let's come before our King, our Lord. Father God, I think his name was TC and his mom. A boy who does not know the life that Christ can have for him. God, we lift him up to you right now. We ask that you would come and bring him, deliver him unto you, and deliver him out of what he's in. God, teach us about sacrifice. Teach us about community, working side by side with each other. God, and teach us that you are the great transformer, that you transform us, that you transform others. God, today we give you all the glory, that when we think back on World Changers, when we think of the houses, when we think of everything, Lord, it's not about us, it's about you. So we give you the glory. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.